For a moment, take a look at your hands and consider all that they do, from turning on the radio to fixing the car, from writing a letter to gesturing to a waiter. Our hands are the essential interface between our minds and the outside world. But how did the human hand evolve, and why? What effect did it have on our species and even on other species? Well, these questions are the subject of a new book called The Hand: How Its Use Shapes the Brain, Language, and Human Culture. It's written by Dr. Frank R. Wilson, and VOA's Adam Phillips tells us about that book.
If asked just what the hand is, most people would simply hold up a palm decorated with four fingers and a thumb. But when neurologist Dr. Frank R. Wilson looks at the hand, he sees beauty, culture, and intelligence.
All of our most creative acts, whether you're talking about building a building or building an airplane or painting a painting or cooking an omelet, you are really talking about a skill which is exercised through the agency of the hand.
Dr. Wilson adds that the hand, with its unique grasping and manipulative powers, has been responsible for more than cultural tasks. Ever since our early human ancestors were forced to leave their ape-like habitat in the trees, he says, the hand has helped our species survive predators and competitors alike.
They've given us the ability to design tools to extend the functional reach of the upper limb so that a very small animal holding a club would have the combat power of a much larger animal.
Conventional wisdom says that the enormous increase in human brain size and the complexity of its neural wiring are what enabled man to become smart enough both to design his tools and to make them. Thus, according to this logic, the brain needed a more agile hand as a sort of partner slave. But Dr. Wilson says it may have been the hand that led the head instead.
In other words, the hand really was the trigger for the kinds of skills, first of all, that just simply made it possible for single individuals of the species to survive. Then the hand really became the trigger for a sort of mental awareness of what possibilities might be.
New research on infants does indicate a link between brain and hand development and the flowering of both language and construction skills.
The rules for bringing objects together and making something new out of them are generated in the same part of the brain that generate rules for making words and making words into sentences.
Evidence indicates that these linkages between hand and brain, or the lack of them, can have important practical implications later in life. This fact both saddens and amuses Dr. Wilson, who fears that children today are given too much in the way of computers and too little real life.
There seems to be something about the early experience in life, working with real objects, solving real problems, taking a watch apart and putting it back together, taking a car engine apart and putting it back together, designing and building a wood cabinet, something of that sort. Thought is not simply a matter of remembering formulas that someone gave you, or remembering operations of sequences on a computer. It's actually somehow or other made up of the experiences with which you change things through the action of your own hands. And I think this is an issue that needs to be addressed in our educational system.
That was the neurologist Dr. Frank R. Wilson. He is the author of the recent book, The Hand: How Its Use Shapes the Brain, Language, and Human Culture.